So, who in here doesn't know the Christmas story? It's very difficult sometimes as a minister for Christmas because you already know the story. So, we're going to have a bit of fun. Is everyone up for a bit of fun?
Yes.
It's Christmas, isn't it? So we've got to have a bit of fun. So, I was talking to Alison and said, have you ever heard of the chocolate nativity? Okay. So, who's had one of these for Christmas? Yay. So, anyone else got other Christmas chocolate? I bet you've not got as much as me. So, who had a chocolate advent calendar?
Me!
Yeah, there's a number of those around. But, did you know that chocolate can talk? You don't believe me, do you? But I want to ask you, have you ever listened to see if chocolate can talk? You've tried. And did they talk? No. Well, you're obviously not listening closely enough because they have a very, very interesting story to tell. So are you going to listen?
Yeah.
So, a long time ago, God made the galaxy. It was beautiful, rich, and wonderful. And God created people on earth, people he loved, and people just like me and you. We're all very special to him. He gave Adam and Eve everything except one tree, one fruit, pastel, others which they were told not to eat. But they wanted to do things their own way, so they break away from everything. And things started to go wrong. I mean, they got really, really rocky. Suffering, pain, loneliness, bullying, violence, death entered the world. Because we chose our own way instead of God's way. Everything just got really, really horrible Haribo. That one was a bit tenuous in my eyes, but you know, it's not chocolate, so maybe it can't talk quite so clearly. So, to give them a boost, God promised that things would change. So one day, a special person would come and put things right. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying. So many years later, a young woman was surprised by an angel suddenly turning up. But in fact, the angel was a delight. The angel wondered if he, Maltese fear, and might ease her. Don't be scared, he said. You are going to have a son, the Son of God, and he is going to be called Jesus. A name that means he'll save people. He'll make them friends with God again. Now, Joseph was a bit confused, but he is a really good egg. Now, aren't you surprised I could get them for Christmas? Alison and I had bets whether I'd get these for Christmas. I was like, I'm sure I'll find them somewhere. He's a good egg. You couldn't hope to meet a kinder man. So he decided to look after Mary and God's baby. Mary and Joseph needed to travel to Bethlehem as they needed to be recorded in Joseph's hometown. Now, Mary was heavily pregnant, unless you've missed that bit. And Joseph wondered if she would flake out on the way. They finally found a room, but it was full of animals. It might have been a stable, or a room, or a cave. We're not sure. And we don't even know what kind of animals were there. We're pretty sure there wasn't a lion. But there may have been a kitty cat. But by morning, Jesus was nestling in his mother's arms. Now, all sorts of strange visitors turned up. First, they were the shepherds. They had been looking at the Milky Way. But the shepherds were known as a bit of a drifter, which they don't make anymore. And if they do, I can't find them in the whole of Chelmsford, so you must be picking on them or they've stopped making them. So thank you, Shari, for drawing one for me. When some angels appeared in the sky and told them about the birth of God's promised Saviour. But they said, tell everyone, don't whisper. It's early. But shout it out, God is here. So they went straight as an arrow. They headed to Bethlehem to find Jesus. They were in such a hurry that they were there in a jiffer. Far away, there were some wise men looking at the planets in the sky. They saw Saturn, Jupiter, as well as all the stars. And they saw something amazing. So the wise men packed up their bounty with presents for the new king and travelled to see Jesus. They didn't find him hobnobbing at Herod's palace, but the wise men were real smarties, and so they didn't give up. When they found Jesus, they brought out their gifts. No tricks. Just gifts. Gold. Incense. And myrrh. Frankincense. There's no chocolates called frankincense and myrrh. I'm surprised. But here's the real crunch. The baby Jesus is the Son of God. Sent by God into the world. He is divine, in human body, God's gift to you, but you can only taste how good the gift is if you unwrap it. So I hope you choose Jesus, but in the end, it's your selection. Now remember, always listen to chocolate before you eat them, as this story is the real celebration. You only get it once. Yes, at the end of the service, you may come and have a chocolate. Just one. Yeah, just one. Shall we pray? Lord, we want to thank you for the most amazing gift, Christmas present ever given, and that of your Son, that we may have relationship with you, that we may live as who we are supposed to be. Thank you for all the blessings that you pour into our lives. We'd ask that you would open our hearts
to all those who are less fortunate than we are, that you would call us to support and help where needed. We ask for your special blessing, Lord, for those who are ill this Christmas or are in isolation. We ask that you would be close by to all those alone and that you would show them that they are loved and valued as much as anyone else. We ask that you would bring people close to them. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.